Good afternoon. Joining me once again today are Health Secretary Dennis Schrader and Deputy Secretary Dr. Jinling Chen. Last week, the World Health Organization designated the B11529 variant, or Omicron variant, which is the latest strain of COVID-19, as a variant of concern. And the WHO issued a warning Monday that Omicron poses a high risk of infection surges across the globe. We immediately held an emergency meeting of our COVID-19 response team, and we have been constantly monitoring all available information. There are still a lot of unanswered questions, but here's what we know right now. The Omicron variant has spread rapidly across South Africa in recent weeks, leading to an alarming rise in new cases of the virus. It has now already been identified in more than two dozen countries. And just moments ago, the CDC confirmed the first U.S. case in California in an individual who returned from South Africa. Health officials are warning that Omicron could be more transmissible than previous strains of COVID-19, and that it may pose a greater risk of reinfection. Just yesterday, the World Health Organization advised people over the age of 60 with underlying health conditions to refrain from any international travel. According to public health experts, it could still be several weeks before they have enough critical data to determine if the Omicron variant causes more severe illness than earlier strains, or whether the current COVID-19 vaccines and treatments are effective against it. Here in the state of Maryland, as we have throughout this pandemic, we continue to hope for the best while actively preparing for the worst. And when it comes to the Omicron variant, I want to reassure Marylanders that our entire team is continuing to very closely monitor this situation. We're taking nothing for granted. We're taking every precaution and preparing to mobilize all available resources, because our highest priority is to continue keeping Marylanders safe. The Maryland Public Health Laboratory has been testing for coronavirus variants at a much higher rate than the nation and most other states by using genomic sequencing to track the various mutations of the virus, including the UK, Brazilian, Delta, and many other variants. Earlier this year, in order to expand this screening capability, the state entered into agreements with both Johns Hopkins and the University of Maryland to more than double our already aggressive real-time variant surveillance. Maryland has one of the strongest variant surveillance systems in America, and we're now sequencing at nearly three times the level recommended by public health experts. If Omicron does come to Maryland, we will find it and track it down. We have already begun taking additional steps to further increase surveillance. Earlier today, the Maryland Board of Public Works approved an emergency procurement to acquire additional special reagents and supplies to further expand our capacity to track and detect variants of COVID-19. The Board of Public Works also extended our sequencing agreements with both the University of Maryland and Johns Hopkins. And we are also encouraging all of our lab partners to immediately ramp up their surveillance efforts. The way we can detect the variants is through more people getting tested. Getting tested remains one of the most important things that you can do to protect yourself, your family, and your fellow Marylanders. If you're feeling sick and think you're coming down with something, get a test. If you're about to travel somewhere or returning back home, get a test. It's simple and it's effective. PCR testing remains widely available at hundreds of locations all across the state. And we recently surpassed 15 million tests conducted here in Maryland. You can find the locations nearest you by visiting covidtest.maryland.gov. In addition, we've taken steps to make more antigen rapid testing available. With rapid tests, the results are available in as little as 15 minutes. But with national supply chain issues and increased demand, they were becoming increasingly difficult to find. So last week, I announced that we're distributing another 500,000 Abbott Binax Now rapid tests across the state. These tests are available at multiple locations, such as local health departments, libraries, and community centers. As a further step to address the potential impact of the Omicron variant, the Maryland Department of Health and the Maryland Department of Transportation will immediately make rapid tests available at the international terminal at BWI Airport for the nearly 7,000 international passengers who arrive each week. And we are making guidance available to travelers in multiple languages. We also want to remind Marylanders of the new urgent care center, which is now open at BWI, which offers both COVID testing, vaccines, and boosters to any travelers. While there are still a great deal of unknowns about the Omicron variant, our state will not wait to launch our preparedness efforts, and Marylanders shouldn't wait either. We're beginning to see the anticipated seasonal uptick in some of our key health metrics, including our positivity rate, which has now increased to more than 5%. Our primary mission remains protecting the vulnerable and preventing hospitalizations and deaths. And the most important thing that you can do right now to maintain immunity, to protect yourself and your family from severe illness, is to get vaccinated. Thanks to the millions of Marylanders who have rolled up their sleeves, Maryland continues to be one of the most vaccinated states in America. We've now administered nearly 9.4 million COVID-19 vaccines. 99.9% of Marylanders 65 and older have been vaccinated. 88.9% of all adults, all Marylanders 18 and over, have been vaccinated. And we've already vaccinated nearly 118,000 5 to 11-year-olds, which puts us in every one of those categories among the very best in the nation. These vaccines are safe, they're effective, and our team is working around the clock to get that last less than 0.1% of our remaining seniors and the remaining 11.1% of remaining adults in Maryland vaccinated. And to continue getting even more of our school-age children vaccinated. If you're already vaccinated, the single most important thing that you can do to maintain your immunity against the virus and its variants is to get your booster shot. As of today, the state of Maryland has now administered more than 1 million booster shots, and we continue to have both the supply and the capacity to provide boosters to anyone who needs or wants one. After weeks of the federal government only allowing certain categories of people to get their booster shot, we cut through all of that confusion and made all Marylanders age 18 and older eligible for a booster. State health officials are strongly encouraging all eligible Marylanders to get a booster shot as soon as possible. The vaccines have been proven to be extremely effective, but the data does show waning immunity after 6 months or so. So even if you have received two shots, you are not fully vaccinated, immune, or protected. If it has been 6 months or more from your second dose, if you're 18 or older and completed your initial series of either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines on or before June 1st, please get a booster shot as soon as possible. If you're 18 or older and received the Johnson & Johnson vaccine on or before October 1st, please get a booster shot as soon as possible. Get a booster shot in the next 10 days to be fully protected by Christmas. While many are understandably concerned about the Omicron variant, I urge Marylanders not to panic. This is not the first variant we have seen, and it almost certainly is not going to be the last. But throughout this entire year, we have repeatedly stressed that we're in a race between the vaccines and the variants. Because we're one of the most highly vaccinated states, we have been able to stay ahead of the virus, but we cannot become complacent, and we do need to remain vigilant. I'm urging all Marylanders to be smart, to be safe, and to use common sense. In Maryland, we've been able to lead throughout the entire crisis by listening to the experts and by following the science, and that's exactly what we will continue to do. While I do not believe in blanket mandates, I do believe in personal responsibility. And getting vaccinated or getting your booster shot is absolutely the best way to protect yourself, your family, and your fellow Marylanders this holiday season. And it's the best way to keep us, Maryland, strong. And with that, I'd be happy to take a few questions.
A few days ago, you said that you wouldn't know for a few weeks about a lot of the details about the new variant out there. It's 2 days later now. Do you think that time limit will be short enough? What's your thought about that?
I think maybe I'll let Dr. Chan see if she has an answer to that one. We had in all of our experts were saying they just didn't have enough data. More is coming in nearly every day, but it still is going to take enough time for us to, or the experts to figure it out. But I don't know if you want to say something.
Thank you, Governor. So it still will take a couple more weeks because, you know, really with this particular variant that was identified, the Omicron variant, it was identified and named a variant of concern very rapidly. And so there's still a lot unknown. So what they're doing now, and this is across the globe, is actually doing some of the laboratory studies to look at virus neutralization with antibodies. And so some of those tests are happening now, and that will give us a better understanding of what impact this variant might be able to have. Other information in terms of severity of disease, you know, we are looking very closely at what's happening in South Africa, for example, because that has the most number of identified cases with the Omicron variant. So we'll learn more certainly in the next couple of weeks, but some information may still, you know, be even after that.
This is for all three of you. Are you confident that the tests we have here in Maryland can detect the variant regardless of where you get tested?
Yes, you know, what we know so far about the variant, and our lab director has been in close contact with the FDA as well as the Association of Public Health Laboratories, you know, they know, you know, FDA in particular knows exactly what each test that they have approved can detect. And right now, there is no reason to doubt that any of the assays that are being used is not able to detect the variant. And so if someone has the variant and is sick with it, they should be tested and, you know, will be positive. Yes, sir.
Governor Cohen mentioned about some of the residents to be patient, be calm, and not get overwhelmed, but not get overwhelmed. What's your advice on common resident fears? And also, if there's a possibility in some jurisdictions where they said maybe we should go back to stronger mandates because there's still an unknown.
So, you know, I think that since early this year, as we have rolled out the vaccination campaign, as we have seen the Alpha variant, we've heard about the Beta variant, the Delta variant, you know, the changes in the virus itself is expected. And really, the mutations have been happening since March 2020. And so the Omicron variant is not something unexpected. And we here in Maryland are prepared to deal with it, as the governor indicated. And, you know, we're taking additional measures to protect our residents here in the state. And so we are concerned about this, as our public health officials around the country and around the world, which is why we're taking these actions. But there are things that people can do, and I can't emphasize this enough, that vaccination remains our most important tool to protect ourselves and our families against COVID-19. And if you are eligible, so 6 months after your primary series, if it's Pfizer, Moderna, or 2 months after your Johnson & Johnson, getting a booster will help to maintain immunity and protect people against whether it's Omicron or other variants. We believe that's still the most important tool.
In those results, for example, if Maryland did have a positive Omicron case, would it have been put into the OXA system with the sequencing several weeks ago? And have you changed anything, have you adjusted the sequencing in any way specifically to look for this variant?
So So there can be a delay at times because, you know, what has, you know, to do the sequencing requires first and foremost a positive PCR. And so that sample then is collected, and depending on which lab did the test in the first place, we work very closely with them to try as much as possible to transfer those samples to either our state lab or to one of our contracted labs for that detailed sequencing work. And so that can take a little bit of time. So, you know, that's where some of the work that we're doing to, you know, ramp up our capacity, you know, our hospital partners, the University of Maryland and Johns Hopkins, you know, their sequencing capacity, they are sequencing every single positive that they get through their normal channels, for example. In terms of some of the changes that we've made, with this particular variant, the Omicron variant, there is something that people may have heard of called the S gene dropout. And it's really a very specific characteristic of a particular PCR test that's very commonly used. And so this pattern is something that we can see if the lab uses that particular test. Our state public health lab, for example, uses it, and so they have shifted to using more of it to be able to detect that particular pattern earlier and prioritize those cases for contact tracing as well as sequencing.
But no positive so far?
No, no.
Governor Hogan, the state superintendent who was talking about school masking today, the meeting is still ongoing. He said that the state can start planning offerings for school, the mask mandate. Do you think that's the appropriate time right now, given what we know about this variant and the possibility of it coming to the state?
I think the State Board of Ed has a hearing going on right now, and I haven't quite frankly been following it. I don't know, you know, the current orders are in place until February, so I don't know that any actions will be taken. Obviously, some of the things that we're going to be discovering over the next few weeks may be important, but I don't think we need to change the policy at this point, but that really is an independent board that makes their own decisions, and I haven't heard what they're doing today or spoken with any of them.
Governor, just curious. As far as communication throughout the different jurisdictions, has the White House communicated to the governors any policies regarding Omicron right now? And in turn, have you been in communication with the counties?
Well, it's a great question. I mean, we know we're hosting right now a National Governors Association conference here in Annapolis yesterday and today on infrastructure. And talking with my fellow governors, we were thinking there might be a White House call yesterday or today, but we have not had direct communication. I know that our Secretary of Health and our, you know, Dr. Chan and all of our team are reaching out to their counterparts and federal agencies. We haven't had any direct communication from the White House, which is a little bit concerning. I understand the president's going to make some comments tomorrow, but hasn't given us any heads up. And I know we're working very closely with all of our county health officers. At this point, we don't have enough information to pass on. We're sharing everything we know with you and with our local leaders. And maybe that's the White House doesn't know enough to update us either.